You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This month is Water Conservation Month for the South Florida Water Management District. We're joined by Randy Smith, a spokesman for the Water District. And now we're coming down to the end of our dry season. Why is April your awareness month for water conservation?
This is actually starting the driest part of the dry season, when you start to get your higher temperatures, you get a lot of evaporation during the daytime. And historically, the next 2 months have been less rainfall than the rest of the dry season. So this is when it really gets difficult at this point.
What does our average rainfall look like for this area?
So far in the Martin St. Lucie area, since November 1st, which is generally the start of the dry season, historically, your area has had 7.73 inches, and that is only 55% of what you would normally get during the same time period of November 1st to April 1st. So that's a deficit of 8.31 inches for Martin St. Lucie.
And what are some of the things your average homeowner can do to conserve water?
Well, you can do things inside and outside. Inside, installing low-flow aerator on your sink. Outside, watering the lawn based on its actual needs. That is, and I know everyone's seen it, it could be raining and you see someone's sprinklers going off.
Right. Uh-huh.
If you have a forecast for rain, you can go ahead and shut off your automatic sprinkler system. And if we get, you know, a half an inch to an inch of rain, then you're probably good for a week and a half without having to water your grass. So it's just, there's a lot of common sense things you can do. You can also purchase, and most new houses come with the low-flow shower heads, energy-efficient washing machines. There are all a host of things that can be done to conserve water.
Now, once the rainy season picks up, and that's really not too far in the future, you still want us to continue to think about water conservation?
Well, we do, and as a matter of fact, the state has passed a year-round water conservation rule a few years ago, which says even in the wettest of the wet season, it's still a good idea and mandatory for you to limit your landscape irrigation and to conserve water, because the conserving water on a year-round basis leaves more in the ground, and that's where we get our drinking water.
You know, I get a little bit more cooperation in my house when I remind everybody else living there that it also helps us save money.
Well, there's no doubt about that, that, you know, you do have to pay for the water. And I know a lot of people that were pleasantly surprised. You know, they didn't go into it with the intention of saving money. They went into it intending to conserve water. But the end result was a very nice present for them when it came to a reduction on the amount of water payments that they were making.
Can you remind me what the watering restrictions are for the South Florida Water Management District?
In most areas, it's 2 days a week, and it would be Thursday and Sunday for your even numbers and Wednesday and Saturday for your odd number.
We've been speaking with Randy Smith. He's a spokesman for the South Florida Water Management Districts. You can find some suggestions for conserving water, some simple steps, and some which might take a bit more effort at the South Florida Water Management District website. We'll have a link on our site, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.